Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark, everybody. This is your girl, Ashley Mendoza.
And you got your girl, Victoria D. Wells, across the table today. And we are here to bring you another new episode of Simpin' After Dark.
Yes, we don't have a video for you guys to watch today, but it's okay. You can just go listen on Spotify or whatever. We got a pretty fun episode today. We're going to switch it up a little bit structure-wise, but we have a song as always. We're going to be talking about the song More Than a Lover by Sir. Well, actually, it's by Etta Bond featuring Sir.
Yes, and I'm so excited. We're going to get into relationships. We're going to get into if you change yourself, if you lose your friends, keep your friends, how wrapped up you get into a relationship.
And actually, we had a listener, which is the homie Ron, actually. Hey. He DM'd us one time and he was like, you guys should talk about people that kind of lose themselves when they get in a relationship, whether it's a toxic friendship or a toxic relationship, and they end up like losing one or the other over
absolutely
whatever it is. You know, it's a interesting topic, so we're excited to talk about it.
Yeah, I can't wait. Also, I'm excited about this artist, particularly because I've never heard this artist before. So
me either.
I enjoy when I get to experience a new artist. I don't know if any of our listeners out there are familiar with Etta Bond, but she's brand new to me. Her voice is stunning.
It's beautiful. Yeah. So this song is actually off of her album that came out, I think March of 2019. It's called He's Mine.
I love that title.
Sir, I'm familiar with Sir, which yeah. I'm surprised we've never done an episode with Sir. I'm sure we will.
Did we have one where he was like, was he like a feature or something on some song that we did?
I don't know.
Because something I love about Sir is that he plays instruments.
Oh, does he?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, maybe I'm missing mixing him and Masego up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, I know he plays the sax.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Sir actually, I think he plays the piano. I don't know. I could be talking out of my ass right now.
Who knows? He's talented as fuck, though. His voice is super sultry, so yes. It like goes very well together with Etta Bond. Her like voice is also like...
Her name?
Etta Bond. I just think Etta James. Yeah. And it just takes me there and she gives me that same vibe.
I was like, so I need like, the soulfulness and the exact soulfulness that you would expect with her name. It gets delivered. And I like Sir. I don't know. I'm trying to think. What other Sir songs are you familiar with?
Oh, well, his album Chasing Summer.
Yes.
Is just like bop after delicious. Bop. From beginning to end. From Hair Down to fucking whatever. He has a song with like Jill Scott.
So groovy.
Sabrina Claudio.
Yes.
Every fucking single song is amazing. He had that music video that he did for that song where it's like King of the Hill. It's so good.
You know, I do. I always love a creatively motivated music video.
Yeah, like right? It's like the creative direction's like specifically inspired by something. It's like an homage or something.
Yeah, like there's a story behind it. It's not just like about the lyrics or the song. It's kind of kind of goes a different way. But
so if you guys are familiar with Sir and you want us to do a Sir song, there's too many for us to decide. So go ahead and hit us up on Instagram or email us at simpinafterdark@gmail.com. Yeah. Let us know what Sir song you would like for us to do, because this episode is more Etta Bond. It's her song.
So. Yeah, it's her song. song. So we're going to get into the lyrics right off the bat.
Oh, I guess we could play a clip too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what? Let's not even talk about the lyrics. Let's just hear a little sampy.
Just play it over. A little and
sampy,
over.
Sampy.
My friends are tired of hearing about you. But the truth is, you do more than most of them. And that's before all the affection you give to me. Take it all away, you're still my closest friend. You're more than a lover.
All right.
Okay, it's giving me very early 90s.
I love it.
Like, I want to slip into like a slip.
And yes,
wanna,
and smoke a blunt.
Yeah.
I don't even like smoke like that, yeah. But this song specifically makes me want to smoke a blunt in like a nice sexy slip.
Yeah, like just I want to be very classy, and I also might want to like bang to this song.
Classy
or nasty? Like, I want to make love to their song.
Oh, love. Like you want to look into each other's eyes.
Like, ooh.
Oh, okay.
It's such a like sultry song. It's so sultry. It's so smooth. You know it's a bop. Like,
and
we're
it's
gonna
just
say
like,
that.
It's very bold statement.
Yes.
Like, you're more than a lover to me. And just like the like very first lyrics, how she like talks about like, you do more for me than my friends. It's very bold. So I guess before we get into that, I'll talk about like some three main topics that we kind of want to hit. Is people that forget all about their friends when they get a significant other. Different types of soulmates. Like, can your friends be more fulfilling in your life than a significant other? And how to maintain a sense of self in a relationship.
Yeah.
So they're kind of contrasty with the song, because the song is just more kind of genuinely
right?
about finding someone that just fucking is your soulmate, that they really do mean that much to you. But then it's like finding the balance between that and like trying to decipher if this person actually is good for you, or if you're just kind of like trapped in this like, oh, they got good dick and like they make you feel good.
Absolutely. And I think that we can also talk about perspective with this song. Like, we can obviously this song, her perspective is she's 100% into this relationship. She's all in. She's all about that.
It sounds nice.
Right? So we're going to talk from both perspectives. We're going to talk from perspectives of being in a relationship where you're so, because that's what it feels like when you are with somebody, and when you're wrapped up in somebody and somebody's love, you feel like it's intense. It's a lot. You feel happy. And that can be confused with more than a lover. Like, you could be like, oh, I love this person.
Yeah.
You know?
It reminds me of actually Stephanie had retweeted something, or she quote tweeted it.
Shout out to Steph, our resident brain doctor.
Right? Our resident, oh, master. And congrats to Steph. She passed her
yelling on the
thing. So she's an official motherfucking master
she
now.
She passed her thesis defense.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Thank you.
And she's official. She has her master's degree.
Yeah, so basically now she is an official motherfucking master.
Brain doctor. I hope she's listening to this just cracking up right
she's
now.
She's just like, no.
People are like, so
not
is
what
she
I
a doctor? Is she not a doctor? Like,
she's legit, okay?
She's legit now.
She's legit.
Okay. She's too legit to
so
quit.
She quote tweeted Uber Facts on Twitter. They said, people that cuddle can become addicted to each other and experience symptoms similar to withdrawal when apart. Your brain becomes acclimated to the increased levels of oxytocin and craves it when hormone levels decrease. And then she just quote tweeted it and said, this is why I don't cuddle. I'm not trying to form addictions.
Okay.
That sounds like Stephanie.
Okay, first of all,
that's crazy.
I've said that to a man before.
Really?
I
why did nobody ever tell me this? I'd be cuddling and getting addicted.
No.
I would have never cuddled if I knew this.
I literally, and he actually did one of those thingies where he like dragged me and pulled me, and I was like, okay. But then that's what happened. I got addicted. Look,
was it like a situation where it's like, you know, you can't be getting addicted to them?
No. It was
like a boyfriend.
We were for sure hooking up, but I was like, I need a dip. I'm very cold. I'm not cold. I'm just like matter of fact. Like, when I know what I want, I'm not gonna fuck around. I'm not gonna cuddle you. I don't want to cuddle you.
And that makes sense. Like, why you shouldn't cuddle with someone that you're only hooking up with?
Exactly.
Because you're going to end up getting addicted to that feeling.
Literally.
And wanting to see them more and more and wanting more from them.
Yes.
And I wonder if there is actually any studies about if Women and men both get the same levels of that, no, like addictive don't. Hormone.
They don't. Okay, I can't say no, they don't. I really have.
I believe you.
Absolutely, like, I don't know, but I mean, if I could remember, if you're asking me, I could have sworn somewhere I read.
I believe you. I believe that, you.
Like, women more naturally, like, they naturally want to connect with men when they have sex. Like, mm-hmm. they feel more of a connection when they want to have sex. Yeah. And when they have sex. So it's like.
And that would probably just go along with the whole thing with women, how they're, like, trying to find, like, a provider versus, yes. like, men are just trying to, like, plant their seed everywhere.
Absolutely. It has to do with the fact of survival, like, in our species, in our society, and a lot of things that people don't realize. These things
evolution.
Were yeah, like, these were things were happening before we were like, oh, well, what do you like? What do you like to do? It was just, like, about procreating and, yeah. like, going
like, you didn't
on to
have
the next
time
level.
For all that.
Yeah. So it's, like, I think at that point when you had sex with someone, you were like, okay, like, this is going to be my mate. Like, that's them. They're going to provide. They're going to protect, you know, so like you secrete these emotions, you secrete these like connection levels. So I think that like hearing Uber Facts talk about that, it like secretes oxytocin when you cuddle with someone, it only makes sense that like, that like strengthens
kind of
that bond.
New, but yeah. it's like it just confirms it in like scientific terms.
So basically, I fucking knew it. And
basically, don't fucking cuddle me yeah, unless you're me. Trying to be there for me 24/7, making me feel your love. I need that. Constant contact.
No, I just like, I think so. To me, it's either we're in a relationship and we're fucking and cuddling, or we're not in a relationship and all I'm doing is coming over for what I need and I'm leaving.
And that reminds me of that Sir song with Sabrina Claudio. Where she's like, I just, what did she say in the chorus? She's like, I just sit on it and leave. And like, he's like, oh, fuck, I can't think of the fucking lyrics. But maybe that would be a good song to do, just talking about, like, knowing how to make that clear distinction and, like, stating that from the beginning. But that song also has so many levels to it. That would be a great song to get into.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, my God, I'm looking at the lyrics right now.
Yes.
I just fuck you and leave. You never want nothing from me. Oh, my God. Okay.
Right?
Anyways,
yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, but it's because in my brain I need to make a clear-cut distinction.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I need to. And so
science comes in and just ruins shit.
It's not my fault. Like, it's science.
Biology.
It's science, folks. So, okay Etta James. Etta James, yep.
Right?
Yep. Etta Bond, she just gets back into it. And this is where she takes over. Because for me, the smoothness of her voice really just delivers this shit.
So good. So where are you going? The pre-chorus? Or? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait, I'm not looking at it.
Okay. So she says, so basically it's what the song clip was. So she talks about, I know my friends are tired of hearing about you, but the truth is you do more than most of them. And that's before all the affection you give me. Take it all away. You're still my closest friend.
Okay. Like, I want to break this down.
Damn. Okay.
Okay. So obviously I think from her perspective, it's pretty clear cut. Like, I think we can see she's all about that. Now is what I want to bring up is the other perspective. Okay, so first of all, if you're saying, I know my friends are tired of hearing about you, but the truth is you do more than most of them. First of all,
do
what,
they?
What?
Or does he?
Well, what are they do? What type of expectations are you having
of
from
your
friends?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what I'm curious about, because if you're saying like they already do. Okay. So
it's like kind of not fair to compare that.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. And that's what I'm wondering, because to me, it's like my friends, they do something different for me emotionally, physically, mentally than my lover does.
Yeah.
So like I'm Etta, baby girl. Like, what's going on, girl? Like, what? Maybe you're putting a little too much on your friends, or like maybe you're expecting too much from your friends or some shit. Like, because at the end of the day, like, it's got to be, you have to be able to make yourself happy before you can expect that happiness from anybody else.
And I guess it can be complicated,
right?
Because it's like, okay, if all your other friends are single, then it's like, okay, maybe they do have the option to be there for you like that 24/7, to be on call. Like if you're like stuck on the side of the freeway and need somebody to come get you.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I could call my boyfriend or my friends. And it's like, okay, I could probably call my friends.
Yeah.
But if your friends are also in a similar relationship, they might have something else going on. Or just in general, they might have shit going on.
Yeah.
Like you could expect that from like a husband or a wife or somebody you're in a serious relationship with. But at the end of the day, people got shit going on. And it's not really fair to be like, well, my boyfriend came and got me. He does this for me. It's like you are you calling him first, though? Because then your friends don't really have the option to come through for you like that.
Exactly. And if you're constantly leaning on this person, like let's just say you're spending all your time with this person. So then if you get off work, you're having an issue, you're always constantly going to this person. And then you're like, well, you give me more than my friends do. It's like, well, are you even giving your friends a chance to supply that need, or
are you just with them like your significant other 24/7?
Yes.
Because then it's like, obviously you're gonna feel like your friends aren't there for you as much or on the same level.
But I do also want to talk about the intense, because I have been in relationships, which is, it's probably part of why I'm single right now. Yikes. I just barfed in my fucking mouth when I heard that. You know, you tend to like project your whatever issues you have or your insecurities onto other people. And like a big thing that I've realized is, like I said, why I'm probably single is because I want to be able to love myself, fulfill myself first, and then like fulfill another person.
And that's great that that's why you're single.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because some people don't take breaks between partners.
Nope.
And they don't ever end up figuring out themselves or getting to know themselves. Because like until you do that, you're just going to keep putting all your needs and shit on another person.
And that's what I want to ask Edabon. Like, damn, bitch, I wish you were here right now, girl. Come through to the Simpin' After Dark podcast hosted by the Wild 7 Studios in downtown Los Angeles. That is why I want to ask, so what's going on? Like, are you wrapped up in this dude or like what? Because I get it. When you are in a new relationship like that, it's intense. And it's like the best feeling ever.
Like honeymoon phase, right?
Oh, you are spending, it's that moment where you're like, you're texting them and you're like, I know I shouldn't be texting you right now, but like, I want to text you. And they're like, I want to text you too.
Yeah,
like, and you're just like, I love you. It's just every second, that, like, every day. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
But you find yourself.
Is this disgusting? Like from like out of body experience, but like when you're in it, it's nice.
It is the most exhilarating, beautiful. I'll say beautiful. I don't give a fuck.
It is
beautiful.
And like, that's why, like, I think like these lyrics come from that honeymoon phase, because it's, I can understand it feeling like if I had to pick between you or my fucking whole family, I would pick you, baby.
I genuinely want to hang out with you.
My family ain't gonna fuck me.
Damn.
You know, it's not logical, but it's not. You end up like, I don't know, you reaching and shit.
You make it logical, you know? And so I don't know. So I understand that. And I think that that's what you got to keep in mind. Like, look, this girl, she's all about, he's mine. This whole album is called He's Mine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's straight talking about like, you do more than my friends. So, but like, okay.
Like either your friends suck or you're just like not seeing clearly right now.
Right. So have you ever been on the perspective of losing, like, have you ever lost a friend to a significant other?
I honestly, when I think about that, I feel like I'm more the one that has got like lost in a relationship where like I kind of forget about my friends.
That's
that
vulnerable.
Used to be a big problem for me. And like, I
look at you opening up.
That was really hard for me to overcome.
Yeah.
Cause like, I'm such like a emotional, like deep fucking lover. Like once I'm like in it, I'm like in it. Like I'm like this it's fucking serious. Bitch right now.
Yeah.
So like I've been that where like my whole dreams changed to like fit into this person's life, where it's like, that's not really what I used to want before, but if that's what you want, then that's what I want too, baby. You know,
I've been there.
It's definitely fucked up, you know.
It is. And
I'm like, I've had like my like closest friends be like, huh, since when do you want that? And I'm just like, I don't know, you know. It's just like, they just want to get married and stay in this town and have kids, and that's, it sounds nice. This is a nice town to raise a family. And they're like, what?
But I think that also reflects how you are as a person, where your happiness is not based off of circumstances. Your happiness is based off of like the love of like the happiness of people you love.
Yeah.
And I think that just that's like willing really to beautiful. Compromise. Yeah. Like that I think is really special. And I think that that gets lost in a world because there's so much like selfishness and like
people can take advantage of that.
100%. And that can make someone really hard and really fucking cold, dude. And like, so I can understand that because when you care so much about someone and when you love someone so much, you want whatever they want. They're like, I want it and to if rain. They want to You're like, it. What? You want it to rain, baby? Let me go grab the hose.
I love
like, rain. Yeah, like you just, you want whatever happiness. And I think that is innocent and special and beautiful. And it should
and
never be.
And I think that's
be.
Something that more young people go through. Yes. And then eventually you learn, hopefully you learn. Yeah. And like, it's something that like, hopefully you don't carry that onto like your more mature relationships because people will take advantage of that. Like for me, I was younger and I learned luckily. And like, I look back and I'm like disgusted at like how much like I put my friends to the side.
Yeah.
And like sometimes like they needed me and like I would just be like, well, there. Like my boyfriend wanted to hang out even though we hang out every fucking day. Like I can't just like take a day off.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I've done that. I've been there and I think we've all been there. And it's about like learning to create boundaries, I think.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I know I'm never going to change. I know that 100% if whoever I love is like, I want this, I'm like, I want this for you too. Like that's how I am. And
you
I
love
can't
deeply.
Yeah. Like I can't change that shit, but I do know that I can create boundaries to where it's like, okay, this is something I'm not willing to budge on. Like I'm not willing to sacrifice my wants or my goals for this. And that's taken me a really long time to get through. I've been through
but it's
relationships
so good
for
you.
years where I have bended my goals, bended my morals, bended bended things that I wanted.
And you look back and it's like, what the fuck?
Bitch. Shit. But as long as you can recognize that and go, okay, is this what I really want? Because if, let's just say you have a friendship with someone and you know what? You really don't click with them and they don't want the same things as you because there are, sometimes you do get into a relationship and let's just say all your friends are single and they're going out and that's not what you want. That's okay. That is okay.
Yeah, because that can become problematic for a relationship, somebody in a relationship.
Very much so. I mean, I can say that like, it can be difficult or I feel obligated or I feel pressure to like my friends who do have boyfriends. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to put pressure on them to like, I'm the single friend. Let's go out. Yeah. You know, like, you know, I don't. And it, not that it's a bad thing, but it is just, I do think that you have to constantly ask yourself, like, is this what I really want?
Yeah, because right? Sometimes you just end up feeling guilty for no reason. And It's just like, because you have that much loyalty for like your partner. And you're like, you know what?
For your lover.
Yeah. I don't even feel like being around with all my single friends because they're bringing all these other dudes around. And like, I would rather be with my man right now. Yeah. Like, that kind of sucks.
And I think that is a normal feeling. So also Etta feeling like, you do more than my friends. Like, maybe her friends are just wilding out. And that's a phase in her life that she's not on the same wavelength. You can get mad if your homie's like on a school grind, but you're out on a vacation because it's going to be the only time in your life that you have to travel.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You guys are just in different parts. And
it happens.
Yeah.
And that's why it's like relationships. It could be like a boyfriend, girlfriend, or like significant other relationship, or it could be like your friend, like a homie relationship. Either one can be toxic. Absolutely. That's something I don't think we've really talked about, is like toxic friendships.
Oh, wow.
That'll be interesting, but that could be a whole nother thing. But like, that could be the same thing for like her situation. It's like, maybe she had friends that are like kind of toxic or not good for her. And she found like a man that's just like pushing her to be the best that she could be. He's there for her through everything. And like, she's just really genuinely and honestly and like intelligently feeling these things, like logically.
Yeah, she's
like,
just about him.
Yeah, she's like, she's like, he's really a good fucking man. Yes.
Like, because if your friends are a little bit younger and they have a little bit more opportunity to do something and you're like, well, I gotta focus on school right now. And he's like, you know, you should focus on school. Yeah. Like, I'm going to school too. And then you're like, okay, well.
We're like, all you have time for is to study. And he's like, well, let's go to the coffee shop or go to the beach and read or something. And your friends only want to hang out to drink.
Yeah.
Then it's like, then your man is doing more for you in that case.
Exactly. So, and that, those are boundaries that you just have to, I think, talk to yourself and be honest with yourself, which is hard, which is why, like, sometimes people can, I tend to get a little, you know, I multitask with a lot of things. So with certain things, I'd be like, you know, maybe I'm not going to multitask with my relationship.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm going to be honest. So, I try to be a little bit more straightforward, where other people I think are a little bit more fluid and lenient. And if you can go through life and decipher like, okay, what are my boundaries as you're in a relationship? Good for you. Me, I'm a little bit more stable. I need more stability. So I have to figure out what I want, who, like where I want to go, who I really am in order to bring another person into that.
Yeah.
Like that's before just who
going
I am.
Into that, you need to know.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of the same too. And that's like with anything I do in my life.
Yeah.
Like I need to just like figure it out. Like,
dude,
I was like shopping for dog collars today. And I was like, it took me like almost 2 hours. Like I was researching them, like reading all the reviews, and they're like, well, this one's good, but like the way they made it, like the insides are really sharp, and my dog started getting like blisters and like sores on her neck. And then this one's good, but like this. And I was like, oh my god. And like my sister got home and she's like, dude, sometimes you just gotta like take a leap of faith. You're like, and she started singing Kelly Clarkson. She's like, break up. I was like, I hate you.
Shout out to April. Shout out to producer April. I love it.
I was crying. She's like, it's a collar, bitch. I was like, no, it's a collar, but like, I like
my
son. She's like, just make a decision. I was like, I like to make an informed decision. I need to know what I'm getting into. Like, I'm not just going to buy a collar. Like, I'm going to compare and contrast and read all the reviews.
So then that's what, like, okay, people who just live off the moment. How? Like, we just like write it in.
It ain't
write me. It into sippingafterdark@gmail.com because I need to speak to you. As a matter of fact, we might need to
there'll
have
be
you
some
on
like
the
air sign or water sign.
I need
shit.
It because that is something, you know, I am envious of. I would love to sit here and just meet a dude and be like, I wonder where this is gonna go.
Jump in and figure it out while you're doing it. Versus like thinking about it too much.
I wonder where this is going to go. I'm like, we're either getting married or I'm fucking you and that's it. There's no in between. I don't know what to tell you.
And then there's me. I'm like, we're either going to end up together forever or have a horrible breakup and hate each other. So
what's it going to be?
Or disaster.
What is it going to be?
Okay, so let's get into Sir's part.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. You never talk of forever, but ain't no need, not with you and I. We've been through the worst of the weather, and now the sky is free for us to fly. Damn. Okay, he's saying like all that. The right things.
Like, dang.
He's trying to, first of all, and he's doing that thing that guys do when they're smooth as fuck, and they're like, look, I know this might not last forever.
Oh, God.
Let's enjoy it while we have it.
I just want you to know that if it does last forever, I'll be the happiest man.
He's like, we don't need to talk about the future because we just know. We just know.
Okay, that is big dick energy.
That is. And like, I agree, but also we do need to talk about it.
Yeah, no, we also, I need to clear it up. I also need definitive answers need on whether or not we are going to get married. Is this a possible marriage relationship?
What's happening?
Or
what are your goals?
Okay, he says, we don't believe in love with limitations. Oh. Giving you my best is right where things begin. We both benefit from our creation. Giving up on us would be my greatest sin.
Damn. Okay. Okay, daddy.
Take me now.
Yeah, it would be your greatest sin. So get it together.
Okay. Oh, men are so beautiful. Like, I love and hate. I've never loved something and hated something so much at the same time. Because I love y'all. Y'all know exactly what to say.
Yeah, some of you guys are smooth.
Oh, my. Sir is one of them.
He's smooth as fuck. Devils. For real. I don't know.
I just feel like he's the type to just tell me what I want to hear. Yeah. And I'm here for it.
Definitely. Dude, like, I can't wait to do an episode on him.
I know. We're just going to do a whole ass sir episode.
He has a whole ass wife. And he just sings about, like, his shit.
He has a wife?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll get into it.
Wow. I didn't know that. I'm so jealous. I want to be a wife. I had a dream the other day that someone proposed to me. I couldn't see their face, though.
What'd you say?
The ring was too small, and he tried to put it on my right hand. It was terrible. It was horrible.
Oh, my God.
Hand. It was a Capricorn's worst case scenario literally, one, how did you fuck up my ring size?
Oh, my God.
And two, you're dumb enough to put it on the wrong hand.
That would just, like,
I was like, this is a sign from
you
God.
You had one job.
This is a sign.
Yeah, like, you had one job is to get me the right ring size, and you couldn't even do that. That means you didn't plan this. That means you put zero thought into this.
It didn't even, okay, I know it's a dream and dreams are dramatic, but, like, it didn't even go past my fucking personal knuckles. I was like,
it was tiny.
And I don't even have fat fingers. I think I got size 7. Is that kind of big? I don't know.
It's, like, average. I got skeleton fingers. I'm probably size 5.
Okay. Also, I need people to know this so that when people see pictures of me and Ashley, this is the Courtney Chloe effect. She's fucking 5'1" or some shit.
Bitch, I'm 5'2" okay. And a half. All right, motherfucker.
Exactly. Whatever fucking height she is, it's way fucking smaller.
Basically,
than me.
If I went to a chiropractor, I'm 5'3". Yo, dick.
All I know is that when I stand next to you, I look like Khloe Kardashian.
Run me my 1.5 inches.
Look, I ain't that thick, but when you stand next to a girl who's tiny as hell, you look a little thick. She made me look
thick. Yeah, and then you make me look not thick at all. I'm already not thick, but then I look like extra not thick.
Have you seen that TikTok where she's like, not thick with 2 C's?
Oh, no.
Rough. Look, guys, all I'm saying is, okay, so have you said you're the type to be in a relationship where you probably lose yourself a little bit, but have you ever had a friend who has lost himself? Have you ever had the vice versa?
I don't really have a lot of friends. Just kidding. I do. But I'm also, like, really understanding, like, because I know,
a situation.
You know, like, I try to, like, not think that deeply or take things personal because I know that I could be the same way or that I used to be.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just like, it's cool. They'll come around. And if they don't, I'm over it.
Okay. So you're, like, too understanding to be, I feel you. I'm the same
like,
way.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, they'll come back. And it's if they fine. Don't, then bye, bitch.
Yeah, like, that's on you. You're an idiot. Yeah. Like, that's your problem. You don't take it personally, which is smart. Like,
because it's not personal.
It usually never is.
Never is.
Yeah. I think I saw something recently that said something about along the lines of, if you get it, you realize that things are not personal and that when people get angry, it is truly a projection of their own, like, issues that they're dealing with, and that it has nothing to do with you. And I was like, wow, yeah, it makes it a lot easier to see things that way when you just kind of extract the emotion. I don't know.
I love that, but then also at the same time, it's like everything,
of course,
a balance. Because you know, right toxic man's gonna come across that quote and be like, oh, you're mad, that got nothing to do with me,
right?
It's just you and your own feelings you got to deal with. I did nothing wrong.
Gaslight the fuck out of you.
Yeah, so be careful with those quotes. It's like, you know, it's good for people to know that, but then you got to be careful because the wrong people will hijack it.
No, they will. And they're going to manipulate it.
Yeah. So watch out for that. Like all these quotes.
You hear that siren? Watch out, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm coming. just watch out for people that hijack these fucking Instagram, Twitter quotes.
Totally.
These like psychological facts pages, like whatever that posts all this shit. Be careful.
Yeah. I don't know. I did have a friend once where she wow, it's actually pretty sad. I had a friendship and she started dating this guy and she was just one of those girls who all she wanted was to like be in a relationship with somebody and like marry, just find the love of her life.
That she's was like Joan from Girlfriends.
Yes. Like that was a very important, which I don't want to clown on. Like if that's your goal, that's your fucking, do you baby? Yes. Like find your
man. I
ain't
gonna clown, but I'm gonna tell you, I'm concerned for you.
As am I, but also, you know, like, look, I'm also concerned about people who do meth, but, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. So she started dating this guy, and she was, like, obviously so into him. Like, this was, like, her dream dude. Like, physically, mentally, emotionally, this was, like, her man, okay? I was like, yes, girl, win. Oh, my God, I'm so happy for you. So he ended up cheating on her. And I was like, oh, man.
Fuck.
That one really blew up. Fuck. Like, it sucks. And I don't mean to laugh, but it fucking sucks. Yeah. Like, it sucks. And she was a really close homie. She came to my work that day. She was like, I found him. He was cheating on me. I was like, ugh. Like, I straight, like, you know, stop doing my job to like console motherfucker, like, you know, and like I said, I'm a Capricorn, don't fuck with my work. Like that's actually a big no-no for me. If I'm putting my work aside to help you, I really care about you. Like, so I was like, fuck it, dude. That was my homie. And I was like, all right, like, dude, she actually, at the time, she lived with him.
Oh, no.
So it was, like, a really big issue, and it was one of those things where she was like, my mom can't know about this. Like,
what?
Because her mom did not like him. And I was like, well.
And you know why she said her mom can't know about this? Because she still had hope to get back with him.
That's correct. That is correct.
If you're not telling your mom or your friends, because you don't want to ruin your man's reputation.
Exactly. So, like, what am I supposed to do? I'm like, all right, I'm not going to be a judgmental fucking bitch right now. I'm just going to accept you and, like, whatever's going on. Like, dude, I got you. Come through. She stayed with me. She stayed in my house for, like a week or something like that.
Damn.
And I don't live in, like, a house. I live in an apartment. So,
well, like, he wouldn't fucking leave or what?
No, like, they live together, and no, he wouldn't leave, which is actually something that is advice my mom gave me. She said, if you ever are with a man, you make him leave. You make him leave. You never leave. You never leave.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
So she ended up staying with me, and like, you know, it was one of those things where I was like, well, hey, like, I gotta go to work today. And she was like, Yeah, like, dude, I feel so bad.
Yeah, at the end of the day, like, people like that are just lost.
Yes.
Like, you don't want to just be a bitch and not be there for them. Like, yeah, like, fuck you for, like, disappearing. But I'm still be there for you.
Oh my God. I was just like, dude, how can I help? Like, let me distract you. I was like, I can't like take off. I couldn't like, I worked at a job at the time that was like literally just me and this other girl. So it was like, I couldn't take off. Like literally no one would open the place. But, I came home, like, you know, I was trying to do the whole best friend thing. Like, watch movies, take their mind off it. Let them vent, let them cry. Like, just be as be there as much as I could for her, you know? And after the week she left, and she was like, at first she was like, I'm not getting back with him. And I was like, I know that's a lie. Like, and even I knew, she was like, I'm not going to get back. And I was like, yes, you will, but that's okay.
Tell your mom then.
Like,
prove it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I really wanted to say that shit, but you know, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, let me just be a friend. I'm like, all right, girl. So she ended up going back with him, obviously.
Yeah.
She got back with him.
You're going strong now or what?
You know, they got married.
Oh fuck.
They got married, and I got invited and I got sat at the fucking priest table, like the priest daughter
my fucking God.
Because I straight up okay, like, I'm fast forwarding through a lot of parts, obviously, mm-hmm. but like, long story short, you know, I was like, dude, like,
you tried to talk some sense in her. You didn't like it.
I tried to be like, hey, if you're having issues before you guys are getting married, perhaps like, this might like not be the smartest thing, you know? And that is a very hard, that is a hard position to take. That is a hard position to stand in. That's a hard position to hear. Like, I think it was difficult on my part and her part.
Of course, that's you being a good friend, doing the right thing, because the right thing is usually hard.
It was very hard. Yeah. It was not what
I
wanted.
And if she went back to him, she already doesn't want to hear it. She already knows. She's ashamed. So usually when you're ashamed, you end up being more aggressive and like rejecting of people's like opinions. So.
Which, again, I understand. Like,
So that was nice of you to even still go.
I still went. I was an asshole. Like, because I was like, dude, I want to wish you well. But I just like, I'm not hoping that this turns out wrong. I'm just saying, like, based off what I feel,
I'm worried for you.
Like, I'm slightly worried, but I wish you the best. Like, I really hope I'm wrong and I'm not trying to be right, like, at all. So it was a shitty situation, but yeah, it was a case of where, like, I did lose a friend and we don't really talk that much no more and it sucks and I wish her the best. And I think she's still with her man. So like, I really genuinely hope things are going well.
Yeah. I mean, you can never tell from Instagram anyway. You know, shit always
They have a joint
good.
Instagram.
Oh, that's how you know it's toxic.
I mean, Damn. I'm all not you saying had to I'm
say.
Right. I'm
that's all you had
I'm right.
to say.
I'm not saying I'm right.
Should have led with that one.
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not trying to be right. That's the thing. Everyone always says, Capricorns are know-it-alls. I'm like, I'm not trying
I'm a Virgo. I have the same reputation.
Are you guys sick of us talking about astrology? Because we're thinking about having an astrology episode. So you guys should definitely email us if you don't want us to have it, because we're probably going to have it.
Like, we're going to have it anyway. And go bother Alexa and tell her come through for that.
Yes, we're definitely going to have at Alexa Janelle.
Alexa okay, Janelle.
What's her shit? At Alexa Janelle. We're going to go have her on this shit.
Yeah. Are you guys fans? Let us know of Alexa.
Should we play a little clip real quick? Just to like, because the song was so good.
Fuck it. Yeah.
My friends are tired of hearing about
what do you think her astrology sign is? She might be a Scorpio, man. This is intense energy.
Yeah, Scorpio for sure.
Maybe Cancer. Cancer energy, baby. Like, I'm baby, you're mine.
Yeah, Cancer, Scorpio.
You're more than a lover.
Leo. Ooh, that confidence.
You're more than
that confidence, but that need for like that love.
This is giving me like, this is giving me Sade vibe? Sade?
Sade.
Okay, I always want to say Sade.
Sade.
Because y'all know me. Y'all know me.
You know.
Let's see. When's her birthday?
Looking it up too.
Are you?
December 2nd.
Ooh.
What's that?
Wait.
Sagittarius. Okay, but we need to know the fucking moon and the rising and the Venus. Most of all, is we need to know the Venus of this woman.
My Mercury is Sagittarius. That's like your love sign, right? Mercury? Mercury, right?
No, Venus is like your love, like love is and it? Sex.
Bitch, I don't even fucking
Mercury
know.
Mercury is God. Like communication.
Oh, yeah.
And like intellect and stuff like that. And then like Mars is also communication. No, Mars is like how you deal with like anger and all that. Yeah, Jupiter is also another communication planet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jupe.
Bitch.
Good old Jupe. Good old Jupe.
All right, let's get into this last verse. So this is a... So she says, with you, I feel 17. Before they left me brokenhearted. Wish I could have met you before that shit started. It's like I didn't understand what love was, darling. Feel like the world just ended, but a new one started. If we grow apart, just know you've got my love regardless. So that's a loaded little verse right there.
Wow.
Definitely. She says, I wish I met you before I ever got brokenhearted at 17. So she sounds very... young.
First of all,
like she found like a first dramatic. New man. Yeah. It's like you found your first love after like a huge heartbreak and like thinking they're the one. Big mistake.
My Venus, Mercury, and Mars are all in Sagittarius.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
So, and then like I'm all fucking a Capricorn fucking Aquarius. So I'm literally like on the surface, don't talk to me, nothing. But then once you really get to know
me. You're like cold, free-spirited, but with a good heart.
Yes. And then when you get to know me, I'm just like heat, fire, passion.
That's sad. Yeah. You so you have a fire stellium, Sagittarius stellium.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Anyways, back to the lyrics. Sorry. I couldn't help but not talk about myself. But okay. But 17, relax with that heartbreak.
Yeah. So she's like, I had a heartbreak. 17. I wish you would have found me before then. So it's like her first like love that she finds after a huge heartbreak. And we all kind of know, I mean, maybe it's just me being jaded, that they're just going to break your heart again after that too.
Everyone is.
So everyone's going to break your heart.
Everyone is.
Stop fucking putting all your eggs in one basket. Wait, go so be with your friends.
How old were you the first time you got your heart broken?
Oh man, I was like 8. Just kidding.
Oh wow. I was like jaded since 97.
No, I legit feel like I've been getting my heart broken like since I was like young. I've really? Been since I was young.
Hopeless
I've been like
romantic?
Hopeless romantic, like falling deeply in aww. Love, quote unquote, with these dudes that end up liking some other bitch.
Oh my god, she's so cute, guys.
It's so tired. Yeah. And then like even like my first like major like where like I cried, I was probably in like 7th grade or 8th grade, where like my mom had to come in my room and be like, why are you crying like at night? Aww. Like I was crying that loud, and I was like, that's when I realized like people could hear me outside my room. I was like, oh my god. Aww. I need to be quiet.
You like shove the suffering like, down.
She's like, why are you crying? I'm like, because he doesn't love me. Like,
aww,
yeah, oh I've been gosh. Like that my whole life. Just like, where like, if somebody doesn't love me or something goes wrong, like, I feel that shit deeply.
Yeah, I know. I know. I always, I think I joke about this with you. I'm always like, the universe is out to get me. And it's like, it's just me being like, pity, woe is me. Like, misery loves company.
My teen like, angst was through the roof.
Oh, man. I don't even remember half my life because of my teen angst.
Yeah. Like, I just feel shame around yeah. it, but I'm like, what
shame,
happened?
Guilt.
But what happened? I don't know.
Who knows? I don't really actually remember. I just remember being very shameful and very guilty.
I feel everything. Very ashamed and guilty over just all those teenage.
Isn't that high sad school, that like years. Just because you loved or cared hard or because you like wanted something a lot.
Yeah.
You feel shameful.
Cause somebody
and
did you
about
dirty.
It.
Like, cause somebody else was an asshole.
Right.
But you feel bad.
I remember so many times in high school where I feel like I liked so many boys and they were just like, you're fucking stupid. And
you're
I was just
ugly.
Like, okay. You know, still to this day, I think last week I got a DM from some guy saying, hey, Victor, did you shave your mustache? And I said, no.
Bitch.
Because your daddy likes it long. It doesn't stop.
Victor.
Yeah. I was like, I've never heard that one before.
Wow.
The gender bender name. First of all, call me Victor. I'll steal your bitch.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
androgynous as fuck.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. No, I'm just, all I'm saying is that like, it's so crazy how like your insecurity, you really just like, you learn to deal with them. They don't, I don't think they go away. You yeah. learn to just cope with them.
You own them or
yeah.
you cope with them.
Or
you push it down.
Or you suppress.
Push it down. Push it all the way down.
We're not crying at all.
So then she says, feel like the world ended, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so she says, if we grow apart, just know you got my love regardless. That's for me when I kind of am like, yeah, this is a little bit toxic.
That's like, because, no. That's because Ashley's a cold-hearted bitch, and she was like, I'm going to let you know right now, if I'm cutting you off, you don't got my love.
Maybe that is just me. I don't know. Because I just don't see the point. Like, it's all love. So then what? Like, that means, like, the next guy, he has all love for his ex-girlfriend?
No.
Fuck that shit. So what does it mean if it's all love with all your exes?
You're like, I hate you or I love you. That's it.
I mean, you gotta hate them, but you better got not a drop of love for them.
No, because I think it's one of those things. Like, to me, it's never like you're bitter. Just saying it. I'm not bitter.
So you're just saying it's all love, but really there's no love. You just mean like it's all Gucci?
No, because I think no.
Or is it all love?
I think it's all love in a sense that it's like, I don't hate you. Exactly. Like, I don't feel any type of, like, I'm not here. I'm not gonna make your life miserable. It's all
then
love.
Then why can't you just say it's all Gucci?
Because it's all love.
And I don't like that. Nah, my man can't have no all love for no fucking ex.
I don't know, guys. What do you think? Right into Simpin' After Dark. It's cool? Is it all love or is it all Gucci?
Am I crazy?
No, I think
I don't think my man would want me to have all love.
I agree with. I think that's an important. Like, I think what you're saying is right. I'm just saying I'm a dumb bitch and I say shit like it's all love.
Like, I guess, like, if you have no new perspective interest, then yeah, it's all love with your ex. But if you have somebody else in your life, don't be saying it's all love to your ex.
No, well, if I had someone new in my life, I would not have been in contact with my ex.
Exactly. And I guess that's the point. Like, if you have a new person, then why, you know?
Then why what?
Then why are you still in contact with your fucking ex? Yeah, like, why are you saying it's all love? Or like, oh, we'll still be friends. I don't understand that.
If anyone can ever, like, if we need to get somebody on here who's been friends with their ex. Bro, if you've been friends with your ex.
Hit us up. How did that go? And we want to know, because we have questions for you.
Hit us up.
We got some tweets.
Oh, shit.
And then we going to wrap it.
That's true. I always forget about tweets, bro. Yes.
So I guess it'll kind of get into, one thing I did want to mention, like, our point was, like, about different types of soulmates related to this song. It's a conversation that I've had with, like, my friends all the time when we all get drunk together, you know.
When we're like,
you guys are my soulmates. Totally. Like, what, and it's totally from Sex and the City. I forget which movie, where they're like, what if, like, your best friends are your soulmates?
Totally.
And all these men are just here to just, you know, pass the time, be your lovers, give you some dick, but your real soulmates are your friends.
Yeah, be the dessert. Your friends are like the main course.
Yeah, and I can see that, because at the end of the day, like, it's sad. Eventually, everyone's going to have their one person and, like, go off into, like, their little world and have a family. But at the end of the day, like, I think you should all still have friends, because it's sad when you see, like, older people that are stuck in this relationship where they're, like, bored and they have no friends to escape with.
No, totally. I think friendship just offers such a different value to your life.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm not saying that you cannot not be friends with your significant other. I think that, of course, you can.
Yeah, you should be. Important. Yeah. You should be. Yeah.
Absolutely. But I do also think that there's such a, like,
it's different.
There's such a different like vitamin, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get that vitamin K from your
like you need vitamin greens. B, but you need vitamin K too.
Exactly.
And they're completely different vitamins.
So I think it's important. It's important to balance it out and just say, hey, like, you know what? If you're spending time with this person, if you're pulling at a bond and you're like, this person is everything I want to be, everything I want to see all the time, just make sure it's in a healthy way and it's something that you really want.
Make sure that's not the only vitamin you're getting.
Yeah.
Always saying,
stay with your friend. Like, yeah. I mean, also
don't
keep
ditch your friends.
Yeah, like, try to make time. That is something, like, you have to do. Like, if you get a dog, I'm not saying, like, your partner's a dog, but, like, if you do, like, get a dog, you gotta, like, you know, reevaluate. Yeah.
And for some people, it's easy for them to, like, balance all the relationships in their life.
Exactly.
If you're the type of person where it's not, then schedule it in. Make it a fucking point, because your friends are gonna be there for you. So, like, why would you throw them to the side?
Or
you know, you don't
it.
Know, like, what's going to happen with your fucking person. They may end up being really fucking shitty and you feel alone. And now it's like you feel like you can't go back to your friends because you ignored them for years.
And at least address it. Like, at least be like, hey, you know what? I think sometimes I spend too much time with my significant other.
Yeah.
if at least you can at least get that thought out, your friend can be like, you know what, sometimes you do. And so maybe you're not even spending physical time with someone, but maybe you're like just spending time with your friends on the phone or on Zoom or like,
yeah, have a Zoom call, yeah, anything, or just like have a group chat at, yep, at the minimum. I feel like it's like a good way to just stay in touch and check on each other.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So this last point I had here, and we can get directly into tweets because I have a tweet for that, about how to maintain a sense of self in a relationship. Basically, everything we just talked about, but I have a specific tweet where I'm not sure if I read it on an episode or not, or if we just posted it on our Simpin' After Dark Instagram story, but it's at Melanated Mama. She said, when you enter a relationship or start a new situation, number one, maintain your routines, personal time, and priorities. Number two, don't forget your friends. Number three, maintain your focus on self while enjoying the new person in moderation. Mm. And number four, watch for consuming yourself and your mind with one person.
And that, I think, like rhetoric can be applied to anything. It's like, don't, too much of anything is not good for you at all, at all. So like, you need to have balance in your life, and you need to definitely like just make sure that whatever you do, if you find yourself like, it's a, how many times you eat a pizza and then you go for the third slice, the fourth slice, like, the fifth slice, and you're like, girl, okay, let me make sure you run tomorrow. So yeah, it's like, if you find, like, you find yourself, wow, I've spent literally the past 2 weeks with this man, let me like take either some alone time. It doesn't even have to be with your friends. It's not, yeah, like you have to split your time between alone your friends and your man.
Is very important too. Yeah.
It's just, yeah, reevaluate and balance, and find balance in your relationships. Don't overconsume any relationship. Don't overconsume your work. Don't overconsume your friendships. Don't overconsume your physical relationships, your, yeah, mental relationship, your emotional relationships. You really gotta find balance. I think that's the key to life, is balance. Obviously, it's easier said than done, but
yeah, it's probably the biggest takeaway. Balance. Don't ditch your friends. Obviously, like, your partner should be like number one after your like career, yeah, and health,
or your own wants.
And then,
right,
with that, like, balance, like your friendships and your person, like, evaluate, like, not to make friendship transactional or like any relationship transactional, like, oh, who's done the most for me, who, no, wants to be first, but just like, you know, you want to have them both there.
So. Absolutely. And I also want to read one more tweet before we go, just because it makes me giggle. And it's, if we together and your ex cry, if we together and your ex die and you cry, you single. That's it.
You are single, baby. You're single. Don't, that's, let it, me sing a motherfucking, don't, tear.
Nope, suck it back up.
No tear.
Suck it back,
drops
up
on your face. RIP, baby.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, follow us at Simpin' After Dark, or on Twitter at Simpin' After Dark.
You can follow our playlist, Simpin' After Dark, on Spotify. It's kind of a running playlist. We just keep adding songs, all the songs we do on episodes, and also more songs that you may or may not have heard before that we may or may not do in the future.
Yeah, so if you like our vibe, if you like what we got going on, then you'll probably definitely enjoy that playlist. So head over to Spotify, give it a follow, give it a
like,
give it a little likey, and
on Instagram, you can follow me, Ash_Friday_.
You can follow me at Victoria D. Wells. Wow, what a pleasure. Every time, Ashley. Every time we're in the studio.
So sorry we were a little late. I know Vic said it had something to do with the episode. Do you want to explain?
Yeah, no, I have absolutely no explanation. There's nothing. Nothing to do with the episode.
It was a cop-out. Yeah. My bad.
It happens.
But it's
life
here,
happens.
You know? We going to be here for you always, even if we're a little late. Just, yeah, like a friendship. Sometimes it might take some time to realize, but we're going to be there for you.
See, look at how that tied in.
See you next time, guys.
Till next time.
Bye.